We have a special guest with us, Joe Stepik, who has recently assumed duties as conductor and artistic director of the Hawaii Youth Symphony, but he's also here in his capacity as director of UH Manoa Symphony Orchestra. Do I have that correct, Joseph?
That's correct. Thank you for having me here today, John. It's so great to be here. And you're right, I wear a lot of different hats nowadays.
you certainly do. And I'd love to hear about this upcoming concert that you're doing with the UHSO. Mm-hmm. What's been happening with that?
So we have a couple concerts coming up that I want to talk to you about. The UHSO will be performing as the finale concert at the end of ANA Music Week on November 17th, a Sunday at 4 p.m. at Blaisdell, which is so exciting. Members of our orchestra will be playing side by side with the Hawaii Symphony, and it's going to be a really wonderful event. And then we have our own concert at McKinley Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. on December 7th, which will be a wonderful event. And today I kind of wanted to talk to you about a concert that is being put together by members of the community, specifically really talented high school players, coming up next Saturday, October 19th, at Orvis Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. And proceeds to this concert are going to be going to benefit our European tour next summer, which is really exciting. So if you want to come out and hear some wonderful music played by some really talented local high school seniors, you should come to Orvis Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. next Saturday, October 19th. Tickets are $20, and all proceeds will go to benefit the UHSO tour to Europe in 2020.
Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
You tell us a bit about this tour. What will folks experience who go on the tour, and mm-hmm. are auditions still open at this point, or have you chosen those who are going to go?
We have chosen who's going to go. However, if you're still interested, we still have some spots open. I would encourage you to email me if you're interested. This is such a great opportunity for our students and for our community. We're taking a group of UH students and community members, high schooler students, to Europe, to Vienna, Bonn, and Prague in 2020 to celebrate Beethoven's 250th anniversary year. And we'll be performing music in those cities, and it's going to be such a great opportunity because the students will have the opportunity to walk in the footsteps of those great musicians that we all love and revere. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and if you're someone out there who listens to HPR, who loves music, plays an instrument, or knows someone who does, we still have some openings, and we would love to hear from you. But in the meantime, we would love your support. Please come out to our concert next Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m., Orvis Auditorium at the University of Hawaii Music Department. Tickets are $20, can be bought at the door, and all proceeds will benefit the tour.
There is nothing like that experience as a young person to
sure.
be overseas, and especially if you're in a performing capacity.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as if you are not busy enough with teaching and conducting mm-hmm. at UH Manoa, you have taken on some new responsibilities as well. So
that's
tell
right.
us a bit about that.
So I am now the Symphony Program Director for the Hawaii EU Symphony and also the Artistic Director of the Pacific Music Institute. These are position that I stepped into late this summer. It's been such a wonderful honor to work with the students of the Hawaii EU Symphony. These are all students who are highly motivated. They audition competitively to be a part of our symphony program, which contains three orchestras, Concert Orchestra, the Youth Symphony 2, and Youth Symphony 1. And it's a really tremendous honor, and it's just such wonderful work. I leave those rehearsals every Sunday afternoon with a smile on my face and with just a renewed zest and energy for what it is I do with my life, which is to make music. So it's really a great opportunity.
Well, what is it particularly about working with Hawaii Youth Symphony that excites you? You've now had a chance to go through rehearsal processes, you've gotten mm-hmm. to know your students. Mm-hmm. What is it that really sparks your enthusiasm?
It's just this incredible energy and love for what they're doing. They are so excited to be in that room every weekend to play music with each other. And, you know, they're so motivated and they work really hard, and it's just a great joy to work with them. I try to accomplish a lot of different things in our rehearsals, but I think my main goal and the main tenet is really to inspire students through music and to get them to use their imagination and to get them to really love this art form.
I was so impressed with the professionalism of these students, the brief rehearsal process at the spring concert, the quality of performance during the actual concert. And I really appreciate the fact that you folks are giving them close to a professional type of experience.
Oh, we are. Yes, they get to perform at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. They, you know, get to have the experience of putting together programs very quickly with the expectation that it's going to be a high level. And we really try to align it as closely as we can with what students might expect if they continue down this road professionally. And I think we, the conductors on staff and the staff at the Hawaii Youth Symphony, we all work really hard to make this an experience that is unforgettable, but one that will translate into their daily lives and into their daily careers.
You did a lot of teaching and conducting on the mainland before coming to Hawaii. How would you say our young musicians here in Hawaii measure up, in your opinion?
I'm constantly surprised and by our students in Hawaii, both at the Youth Symphony, at UH. There's just a lot of really incredible talent here and an incredible zeal and energy that's you sometimes you don't find in bigger cities on the mainland. There've been so many surprises and pleasant surprises, and you know, it's just a great joy to work with students here.
So what can we look forward to with Hawaii Youth Symphony and UH music program? What are some little jewels you have set aside for this coming year?
I'm conducting a lot of Tchaikovsky this year. So we're doing a Tchaikovsky 1812 overture with the Youth Symphony, and then the UH Orchestra is performing, the UHSO is performing March Slav with the Hawaii Symphony during ANA Music Week in November. That ANA festival is something that we're all very excited about. You know, I'm really looking forward to our concerts after that in December. The Youth Symphony performs December 1st at Blaisdell, and then the UHSO performs December 7th at McKinley Auditorium. Certainly, you know, those performances are really the culmination of our semester and the culmination of our sort of the Everestian challenges we set out for ourselves in a way. And I really look forward to those concerts because all the pieces come together and we really show off everything we got for them. So it's going to be a wonderful semester.
You have really embraced life here in Hawaii. I know that you're not from here originally.
No.
But what in the moments, the microscopic moments of your spare time do you enjoy doing while you're here in Hawaii? What have you kind of taken on as your task?
I think everyone knows me as an avid hiker and an avid nature lover. I'm constantly outside and outdoors. I find it to be a really inspiring experience. And I take a lot of inspiration from the outdoors here. I also cook a lot, as you know. And interesting, you know, when I moved here, I moved from the Midwest. And when you move to a place like Hawaii, you really get to learn a lot about the different cultures that are represented here. And so I've been delving into a lot of Asian cooking, and it's just been so fascinating.
Joe, tell us just again about this particular concert.
Sure.
Just to remind everybody.
Next Saturday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. At Orvis Auditorium. Tickets are $20. All proceeds will go to benefit the UHSO on their European tour in the summer of 2020. And the performance is put on by talented local high school seniors who really wanted to put something together to help out. And we really appreciate their efforts. And I think it's going to be a wonderful concert. So hope to see you there.
Absolutely. Please support this worthy cause. We look forward to seeing you there. Joe, as always, a pleasure. Come back anytime.
Sure.
Let us know what you're doing.
Yes. Appreciate mahalo. It. Thank you so much.